As an artist right now in Vancouver, what do you think are the most challenging but also the most interesting things that you want to think through in terms of the waterfront development, in terms of the coastline, in terms of the crazy property market? What are some of the things that you're thinking of, like, as your role as an artist?
Kind of like we're becoming more and more obsessed with theories of performance and embodiment and the relationship between that and pedagogy. And when I say pedagogy, I don't mean a formal framework for education in the institution. Mm-hmm. On the contrary, I'm really interested in embodiment and performance because I have this feeling that it's kind of like this way to bleed into and through and be fluid when we speak about institutions. Being from South America, the relationship to the institution and the way they work is very different. They're much more deteriorated and corrupted, and there's so much inefficiency and lack of support and resources, but in a way that also allows for a lot of freedom in other ways, in terms of content and form, especially. So here, where there's so much regulation and control in many ways, I find that for me, performance and embodiment have become this substance and space and territory where there's a lot of allowance and also almost like invisible potential. I don't know how to say it. There's like so much that you can do that has an effect.
And I wonder whether it's a question of temporality. Thinking about Vancouver is a kind of gentrifying, developing. Time seems to be moving in one particular way. We were talking earlier about how here there's this sense of disorientation because everything that's old keeps being renewed. Mm-hmm. So there's this idea that there's this forward cycle. But what you're talking about with performance really strikes me, the fact that you're thinking about these little interventions, mm-hmm. these little moments of like spontaneity or things that you can't. Because in like the nature, when you talk about fluidity, the nature of performance is such that you really can't, you don't know what's going to happen, how your audience is going to react, how you're going to be in that mm-hmm. moment. So is that what you're thinking of? Or?
Yeah, I also think that the relationship to one's identity, I think, is each person's responsibility. But I do feel like performance, or just like the body, proposes or invites a relationship to memory, like no matter what. And I think that that's a really important element in my work, this relationship to memory, in the sense that a lot of what we were talking about in terms of like architecture and that landscape has to do with history, right? And what are the histories that we understand and relate to? But there's so many narratives that are not present, and those are personal and they're collective. And I think that performance puts that in your face in a way, and these spontaneous or less spontaneous interventions for me have to do with that relationship to memory and to narrative, like what has remained and what has been erased or vanished or been forgotten. Or and that in a way, in other cities where like architecture is more permanent, those, you know, certain buildings, certain places operate as this kind of like reminders, right? But here, everything is kind of like gone all the time. So I think that when the body is present, you can't erase those narratives.